Hello.
Hi, Kathy. Good morning. This is John Kao with Local Splash. How are you doing?
Hey, John. I'm good. How are you, dear?
I'm doing real good. I appreciate you reaching back out. I don't give up very often, but I try to give space. You know what I mean?
So thank you. For... There's just a lot of different avenues going on, and I'm back to where I can do something.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad you're back in the office, and you know, all whatever emergencies you had to deal with in the past, hopefully most of them have been resolved.
Yeah. So nice. I did find out from GoSight, because they were the ones that were previously managing our website for us back a year ago.
Sure.
And that was the One Solution Landscapes website. So when you go to that, it shows GoSight no longer exists, contact us. I have been trying to contact them since then. And haven't been able to get back in touch. Today, finally, I got somebody on the phone, and he informed me that that is just because, so originally I had designed my website on Wix, which is proving difficult to get a hold of them right now, to see if I have like a backup of our old website, with them. So I have not been able to get them. However, I do own that domain. GoSight does not have anything with it. That just pops up when they delete their site, basically.
Gotcha.
So they're not like holding it or anything like that. So what would you need from me if you were to create a website on that domain?
Just the login info for the website itself. That's it.
Okay.
I mean,
so like what I log in with on GoDaddy?
Yeah, and then we just build it out there. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And remind me again what your fees were at. I know they were wanted to do, but I can't remember what you guys were at.
So it's a month-to-month program, $100 of which is going towards Facebook. But with the all-inclusive $100 going to Facebook, getting the website going and doing Google optimization, it's $249 month-to-month. And then a one-time setup fee of
$99. $249 per month. Okay. All right. I do want to go ahead and go with that.
Okay.
And then do you want me to just email you over my login information? Do you want me to give it to you now?
So the best way is you can email it to me. I'll send you an email right now so you have my email. Perfect. So,
okay.
hydrocedon101@gmail.com. Let me send that over right now.
Now, will you be my person as far as troubleshooting anything, or will that be somebody else that manages
it? It's going to be our support team, and we have a whole team behind it, so you'll always be able to get a hold of someone physically, just to be clear. So, you know, our inbound line is always active from the hours of 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. your time. And then when it comes to sending text messages, that goes to me and support simultaneously. And then email, I'm going to actually send you, I'm going to CC the support team real quick. So on this email, it's going to say local/website contact request and it says, hi, Cassie, please reply to all on this email with any necessary logins.
Okay.
And it's going to be like Facebook, website and Google business profile. Now on your Google business profile, I'll double check that, but is that already set up from when we last spoke? I forgot about if that's really set up.
So it is set up, but it was set up through a different email address at that time. So we kind of went through a name change with One Solution becoming One Solutions. And now we're back to, it's actually One Solution Hydro Seeding and Landscapes. But I'm wondering if you can't just utilize my Google that's already there under the other email, that is One Solution. It's already registered to our address. And I mean, we've already been like within the top five every year previous to this, when I was managing it before. So I feel like there's probably some good use of what I've already got in there.
Yeah, so I found one profile. It's under the name just the number one solution. And it has his phone number 704-990-5186.
Yes. So that was, I actually thought it was updated to our Virginia number. Let's see, how do I get to there? Manager. One solution. Culpepper. I don't actually see a number listed here. Settings.
We can definitely update the phone number to whatever you want it, of course.
Okay. So it looks
it has the right web. Profile. It has the right web link. So you have two different profiles?
That's what I'm seeing. So let me look. 990-5186. So that is our old number. They're both linked. Yeah, I probably just want that other one to go away. I don't know.
Well, the other one goes away by being non-attentive to it, fortunately.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Right, because when it comes down to it is optimization. Don't get me wrong, you'll probably see two different profiles if someone typed in specifically one solution, but, I mean, optimization we're trying to do is for the, you know, hydro seeding specifically or landscape, any of the different keywords. But so the profile that I found with the number of 990-5186, that will work. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's fine. I need to update that business information.
And we can definitely do that. So let me just put that here. GVP found here. And then the address that I have on file is going to be 782 Zeuswin Drive. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And I'm actually not seeing a category under the business categories that says like hydro seeding. So if you're able to locate something.
It's a very basic profile right now. Yes. Yeah, so all I see is landscaper so far. So we'll definitely make the adjustment as needed. That's not a problem.
Okay.
And at the very least, if it's not a category, we'll make sure it's a keyword search, because when I look at hydro seeding and Culpepper, let me just see this here real quick. If I look at an example of, trying to see if anyone else shows that they do.
And if it's easier to do the hydro seeding 101, that's okay too. I just didn't know if it would be any more beneficial to do it through this one.
Oh, through the hydro seeding 101 profile, you're saying?
Yeah, I've never set up a business through that one. So I don't know if that would be.
I think when it comes to optimization, it really helps since at the end of the day, you already have the profile created. We'll just double check and make sure everything's cleaned up. If it needs to go through a re-verification process, I'll walk you through that. But do you have access to this Google Business Profile, like a login for this particular one we were looking at?
I think it's just my email login.
Okay. As long as you're able to log into this profile and get access to that Google Business Profile and then share it with us, then we'll take care of the rest.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And then, as long as we're ready, again, let me know if I'm skipping a step here, but I just needed to capture about 10 minutes of a couple onboarding questions, and then that'll get our team ready to go.
Okay. How long will it take after that 10 minutes?
That's it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine. We can do that.
Okay. Your last name?
Smoot, S-M-O-O-T.
Okay. All right. Got that there. What phone number do you want on your actual website?
540. Actually, if we can put two. We have two. One is more. One's a direct line.
Whatever you want for primary.
Primary is going to be 540-827-7429.
Okay, so that's going to be the primary for the website. And then you said a secondary number as well?
Yeah, that's going to be our office line, 540-693-5045.
Correct. Okay. And then for you specifically, I just have this cell phone number. That's going to work fine for you, right?
Yes.
And then the number of 827-7421, do you need that anywhere on your site or anything like that?
Do I need it anywhere on the site?
Yeah, I was saying, like, do you need that post anywhere? I think that was a Williams number.
It's Williams' direct number, yeah. So that's our on-site cell and 24-hour number, and then the office number is the other one.
So you do want that number published somewhere as far as, like, a 24-hour number?
Yeah, both of them.
Okay, so I'll walk through our numbers that we have. So office number of 540-693-5405, the number of 5045, sorry about that.
Yes.
The number of 540-827-7421, that's going to be 24-hour emergency line.
It doesn't have to say emergency, just 24-hour /
service line.
Cell.
Okay. Okay. And then the 827-7429 is your primary number, right?
Oh, 827, no. I'm sorry. I thought you had repeated Williams' number. That's not a good number. I don't know what that is.
Okay. No worries. So 8-827-7421 is going to be your primary then.
Yes.
Got it. Now I understand.
Yeah, that's the original, like, 24-hour on-site cell.
Gotcha.
That's that number.
Okay. And then the other one is office line.
Correct.
Okay, cool. So that's good as far as we'll have that set up properly. And then, of course, your number of the 704-500-4109 is just your specific contact number for the purpose of correspondence from us, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then let's say 827-7421. All right, give me one second here. Let me just get this set up properly. Okay, so the card you'll be using also in the name of Cassie Smoot?
No, it's going to be William Smoot.
Okay. And you're an authorized user on the card, right?
I am not, no. This is his business stuff. I'm just the secretary.
Okay. Okay, fair enough. As far as managing it, does he give you authorization to do that? Is probably the best
yes.
way to put it. Okay, cool. Just want to make sure. All right, and then, but you'll be doing all the marketing side of things, right?
Yes.
Okay, and hydro seeding, what else do you want to put as a couple preliminary keywords, and then we'll do the rest of this during a full onboarding call that we schedule later?
Okay, so the services that are listed on the back side of our card are hydro seeding, lime fertilizing, sod installation, fine grading, erosion control, netting, and silt fencing. So hydro seeding and erosion control are kind of the bigger two out of those. But.
Okay, so I just to make sure I have everything that I that you said, hydro seeding, line fertilizing, sod installation, fine grading, right, Seth?
Mm-hmm.
And then erosion control, but the top two are hydro seeding and erosion control?
Correct. And then installation
okay.
of netting and silt fencing, which is part of erosion control. But.
Netting and silt fencing. Got it. Okay. Perfect. And last few things here, not using any SEO provider at this time, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And we can do a onboarding call, I'm assuming tomorrow, because you said you're heading out today, right?
I am today, but I will not be here tomorrow until late, so it'll have to be on Wednesday.
Okay.
Would you be able to do, like, 1 o'clock on Wednesday?
Yeah, we can do any time from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. start time on the onboarding call. So you said 1 p.m.?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Let me send you an invite for that.
And it won't be more than an hour and a half, right?
It's like 30 minutes. I mean, you might have more questions, but we typically allot for 30 minutes to an hour.
Okay.
All right. We'll do that. And it's just so that way you can have basically any preferences you want as far as website layout and things like that. You know, you just hash out everything that you need to. You know, that's the main purpose of the call. They'll walk you through some ancillary stuff if you want to partake in other things. You don't have to, but, you know, they do walk through just all the different layers of the services we offer.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'm sending you the invite right now for Wednesday. Okay, in the interest of your time, pretty much everything else is good here. Let's see here, 5, 8. You're going to get an email with, like, the Google Business profile verification. Since you already have that set up, I don't think you need that. Licensing and insurance, you have that if needed to provide, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Do you have a Facebook business profile?
So we don't. What he has is, I guess it's just a Facebook page, because it's linked to his personal page.
Okay, we can build a new one then. I mean, that's not a problem.
That's a business one? I think that would probably be useful.
Okay, and then all you have to do is shoot me a text message that's to the same number when you get a moment with the Facebook URL of the personal profile, because that's what we just have to connect to the Facebook business profile. Okay.
Okay. And just send that to this number that you called from?
The 877 number. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then to save you some trouble as well, we do call tracking. So that gives you analytical detail just on the back end. The calls go straight to you. There's no third party. There's no announcement of third party. You and the client won't know any difference. But it allows on the back end just the records of the calls being kept. So that way, if you do miss a call, William misses a call, you will have all that record. It also helps keep us accountable for the successes that you have. So that way you can justify our, you know, expenses and whatnot. As far as zip codes, any in particular outside of Culpeper you want us to focus on? Or city names?
Yes, there's going to be, but I'm not positive exactly where he wants those to be, but I can definitely, I'm going to text him now. And
how about we just provide it on Wednesday if that works for you in the interest of your time?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay. So I just put Culpeper and then I said put others will be provided Wednesday, okay?
Okay.
All right, and what hours of operation do you want to show on your website?
I would do Monday through Friday.
Just to let you know, your Google Business profile, if you want to do that same lineup, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday.
Yep, that's perfect.
And then Sunday closed. Okay. So as far as that, everything is clear on the actual setup here. The last thing is the address. Is that a personal address that you don't want published or it's okay to publish?
I do not want to publish, yeah, because I work from home, so.
Okay.
And I just sent you that URL for that Facebook, too.
All right, thanks. Please do not publish. Physical address. Okay, got the Facebook profile as well. Okay, about 3 more minutes and we'll wrap up. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, so last thing here, Cassie, to verify it, you said the card you'll be using is in William's name. You're authorized to use that, and that's going to be at 782 Zeus Wind Drive, right?
Yes.
Okay. And the phone number connected to the card, is it the 540-827-7421?
Say that again, sorry.
Is it the 7421 number that's connected to the card?
Yes.
Okay. I'm ready for the card information whenever you are.
Okay. It is 4784-4200-0714-2007.
Expiration?
1028.
And 3 digits on the back?
110.
Okay, everything's updated there. Okay, last 2 things here. We do allow you to choose a security question. The reason being is sometimes there are bad actors out there that pretend to be local Splash or will say they're your Google partner just because they start seeing that you're, you know, showing up, right? So as a result, we give you a security question. You can choose either your mother's maiden name, the city you're born in, or your first pet's name.
My mother's maiden name.
Okay, and the answer to that?
Meyer.
M-E-Y-E-R?
M-Y-E-R-S.
Oh, M. Myers. Got it. Okay. And then we're just going to do a quick verification portion of the call. It's just for quality assurance. We're going to get everything outlined in writing. To recap one more time, what you'll get in writing is outlining the first month cost of $348, and then moving forward is $249 month to month. And that's going to include the website, $100 going towards Facebook, and also the Google Business Profile and optimization full time. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And then so for the voice verification, again, we'll just go ahead and begin there. If you have any questions, let me know. I was just trying to move a little quickly in the interest of your time. So if I miss something, kind of let me know, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, Cassie, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call portion of the call is recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure accuracy of the order, please state the name of your business.
One Solution, Hydroseeding and Landscapes.
Okay, great. And please state, okay, and please state your name and title within the business.
Kathy Smoo in marketing and office work.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And you're, of course, authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, to verify, you did say the business name was a little different. I have One Solutions, LLC. What was the business name again that you prefer to have on it?
It is One Solution. There's no S, and it is the number one. So it's
okay.
One Solution,
and then,
and it's Hydroseeding and Landscapes.
LLC. Now, I also noticed under your Google Business Profile, it's just under the name One Solution. So how do you want it on the business profile?
Hydroseeding and Landscapes.
LLC. So we're going to update it to One Solution Hydroseeding and Landscape LLC.
Yeah, and there's an S on Landscapes.
Okay. So One Solution Hydroseeding and Landscapes LLC is what we will update your business profile to show, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Now, Cassie, to get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash, which is why we provided you with that information in regards to the security question in the event of any confusion, okay? So as far as when we call, we will always call from our 877 number, that's 877-635-6225. Just make sure you save that number as Local Splash in your, I guess, on your cell phone, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, in regards to when we call, again, moving forward, just make sure that when we do call or send emails, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, great. And then let me make sure I got this here. Sorry, I'm trying to make sure you get your business name updated. Finally got it updated. Okay, great. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Cassie, do you also agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Say that part again. You were breaking up. I'm sorry.
Since we're going to be your certified Google marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts if you undertake them during the term of our agreement?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, May 6, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the sixth day of the month in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. And then, of course, being month-to-month, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Be sure to speak to a live representative should you choose to cancel. And should you choose to cancel to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Everything is good to go on our end. I did go ahead and process the payment, so that way, you know, in the interest of your time, you should have an email walking you through that. Make sure you check the terms and conditions and everything that shows up on your initial invoice. That's an email that says, welcome to Local Splash. I think you also received it via text message. And then when you get a chance to review that, please review that before Wednesday. Check off the 2 boxes at the bottom if you confirm everything is accurate from what we discussed over these last few calls. And if you have any questions, reach out to me. But other than that, make sure you sign it as Cassie Smoot, and we will be ready to go on Wednesday's onboarding at 1 p.m., okay?
Okay, that sounds perfect. Thanks so much, John.
Hey, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for calling back in, and you have a great one now.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.